Hello, my name is Jara. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, I had actually a few questions about that. One would be the testing location in Birmingham. Well, actually not the testing location. I'm familiar with that. It's more so about the vaccination requirements for the new groups that are supposed to be available in Birmingham soon.
You want to know the vaccination requirements?
Right. For, I guess it's supposed to be the 1B group in February in Alabama.
Okay, no problem. Give me 1 second.
Sure.
Hey, ma'am, I'm going to stay here with you just 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Hey, ma'am, and I have a question. What was your other question that you wanted to ask?
Yeah, I was just mainly checking to see what the, proof of eligibility would be that would be needed. And
have you already pre-registered?
No, we haven't done that at all.
Okay, so how old are you?
I'm 33. My mother's 71. And we live
Okay. Okay, so, well, for one, you have to pre-register first before you actually can get the shot. So you would have to call the 855 number and pre-register. Now, when you actually pre-register, you can register you and your mom at the same time if you would like, so you guys can go together. After you pre-register, the health department in your in you guys' county, what county are you in?
Jefferson.
So Jefferson County Health Department is going to give you a call in the next, I think it only takes about 2 to 4 days for them to give you a call back from the pre-register, from the time you pre-registered, and they're going to set your appointment for you. Now, I know she would be available. I don't know if your age is not available yet, but I know she's available for her age, and it will start on February 8th. So what they'll do is just, they're going to give her time. Do you like, take care of her, or do you, because most of the time, a lot of people take care of their parents, so do you, like, take care of her? Do you,
right.
Are you a healthcare worker?
Yeah, and then we both have, well, in our household, she has pre-existing conditions. My son has pre-existing, and I do as well in terms of asthma.
Right. Okay, so, yeah, you'll be able to qualify. I'm sorry about that. You'll be able to qualify. Were you wanting to register you guys at the same time, all three of you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. You just have to pre-register first, and then you'll wait for the health department to give you a call back to actually schedule your appointment. They usually just send you to Jefferson, the health department in your county. They'll need your, I think the requirements, you have to bring ID, social, and if I'm not, I think that's all you have to bring, or any, they have to know if you have health conditions or not. So they'll automatically ask for that type of information, because they have to give you, they'll tell you what type of shot you're going to get. Well, what type of vaccine shot it's going to be.
Right.
So, yeah, that's just how it works. You have to pre-register first and then wait until the health department give you guys a call. But if you want to go together, you have to make sure you pre-register you guys all together on the same form.
Okay. Okay. And then where do we go to access that?
It's a phone number that we have. 1 second.
Okay.
All righty, ma'am. I'm sorry for that hold. So that number is going to be
855-566-5333. Okay.
And that is going to be the vaccine pre-register line. So you just make sure you call, and they're automatically, I think the first thing they ask for is your county, and you'll just tell them where you are.
Okay. All right. Thank
all righty. No problem, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day today, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.